Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
It was more than soft porn for the K, man. She remember my sprinter, said I was in the great van. Well, cutie, I like your bougie booty. Come here, come by do me. Well, let's make a movie. Hell, you know my repertoire is like a wrestler. Show you the rope, connect the dots. A country girl in the Hollywood. Mama used to cook red beans and rice. Now with Denny's form in the morning, spoil your appetite. Liquor pouring and swarming your section with erection. Smoking every direction. Middle finger pedestrians, R&B singers and lesbians. Rappers and managers, music and iPhone cameras. They unanimous for you, it's damaging for you, I think. That should only be holding exclusive rights to me. I mean, he flew you in this month, no first class. Even went out his way so you could check in the extra bag. Now you wanna divide the yam like he'd equate the math. That don't add up. You're making the matter. She say she came out here to find an A-list rapper. I said, baby, spin around and say the alphabet backwards. She dealing with malpractice. Don't kill a good confidence. Just cause he a nerd and you don't know what a condom is. They still good though. They still good though. Baby, say Lamio. They ain't gay, yo. Make a say big words and act lyrical. Make me get spiritual. Make me believe in miracles. Buddha's monks and Captain Crunch cereal. Lord have mercy. Thou not hurt me. Five buddies all hurdled up on a third day. Bottle service, head service, I came in first place. The opportunity, the proper top of breast and booty cheek. The pop community, I mean this bitch come with union feet. And I want two of these, moving units through consumer streets. Then my shoe release, she was kicking in gratuities. And yeah, G, I was all for it. She said, Kay Lamar, you kinda dumb to be a boy. I'ma put you on game for the lames that don't know they're rookie. Instagram is the best way to promote some push.
Scary. No more parties in L.A. Please, baby, no more parties in L.A. Friday night, trying to make it into the city. Breakneck speed, passes to see something pretty. Thinking back to how I got here in the first place. Second class, bitch, wouldn't let me on first base. A backpack, nigga, with luxury taste buds. And the Louis Vuitton still got all of my pay stubs. Yeah. From beats I did for more famous. When did I become A-list? I wasn't even on A-list. Strippers get invited to where they only got hired. When I get on my C-job, somebody gon' get fired. I was uninspired since Lauryn Hill retired. And three stacks, man, you preach it to the choir. Any rumor you ever heard about me was true and legendary. I done got Lewinsky and paid secretaries for all my niggas with babies by bitch that use they kids as meal tickets. Not knowing that disconnect from the father, the next generation will be the real victim. I can't fault him, really. I remember Amber told my boy, no matter what happens, she ain't going back to Philly. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. Of weak content, it's slow jamming. But don't worry, this one's so jamming. You know it, LA, it's so jamming. I be thinking every day, my holiday, I need to put up some goddamn barricades. I be paranoid every time. The pressure, the problem ain't I be driving, the problem is I be texting. My psychiatrist got kids that I inspired. First song they played for me was about their friend that just died. texting and driving down my Holland Drive. That's why I'd rather take the 405. I be worried about my daughter, I be worried about Kim. But Saint is baby, yay, I ain't worried about him. Had my life threatened by best friends with selfish intents. What I'm supposed to do? Ride around with a bulletproof car and some tents. Every agent I know, I hate agents. I'm too black, I'm too vocal, I'm too flagrant. Something smelling like that's the new fragrance. It just mean I do it my way. But some days I'm in my Yeezy, some days I'm in my Vans. If I knew y'all made plans, I wouldn't have popped this. I know some fans thought I wouldn't rap like this again. But the writer's block is over, MCs canceling your plans. A 38-year-old, 8-year-old, a rich nigga problems. Told my wife that I hate the road, so I don't ever drive it. It took 6 months to get the Maybach, I'm at it out. And my assistant crashed as soon as they backed it out. God damn, got a ball fade, I might slam. Pink fur, got Nori dressing like Cam. Thank God for me. Whole family getting money, thank God for E. I love rocking jewelry, a whole neck full. Say he funny and disrespectful. I feel like Pablo when I'm working on my shoes. I feel like Pablo when I see me on the news. I feel like Pablo when I'm working on my house. Tell them parties in here, we don't need to go out. We need the turbo thoughts, high speed turbo thoughts. Drop it like Robocop. She braced herself and hold my stomach. Good, do that. She keep pushing me back. Good, do that. She push me back when it go too deep. This good could put your to sleep. Get money. Big money. And as far as real friends, tell all my cousins I love them. Even the one that stole the laptop, you dirty mother.
I just keep on loving you, baby. And there's no one else I know can take your place.
Please, no more parties in L.A. Please, baby, no more parties in L.A. No more parties in L.A. Please, baby, no more parties in L.A. No more parties in L.A. Please, baby, no more parties in L.A.
Every day, I'm out here from a very far away life. A chance to be a star. Nowhere seems to be too far.
Coming to you live out of Atlanta. What's going on, everybody? You're inside the social lab. It's your hip-hop informer. Like father, like son, how will your legacy live on is our topic tonight. We call it Relationship Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, a relationship geared towards fathers and sons. Fathers and sons tonight, of course, everyone can weigh in. Like father, like son, how will your legacy live on? You're inside the Social Lab team, Hama Radio. Before we go any further, all the way live from the Tampa Bay area, City, hot chocolate, what it do? Welcome to the show.
Poppin', happy Wednesday. Hello, everyone out there in TM Hama Radio Lab. And it's contest day.
Hey.
Get ready to win. You got to be listening to call,
Somebody's going to win an opportunity to go to South Beach. Hey, participate.
Yep.
All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. What up?
Well, good afternoon in the morning time. Hello, everyone.
Well, good afternoon.
Izzy, what up?
What I do.
Oh, no.
Cooling.
Hey, that's going up the coast, kicking the door in with some hot new music.
Leaving the 4-4.
Ooh, what it do, brother?
Ain't nothing to it.
Uh-oh.
Chilling. You know. Nah, I'm cool. I'm chilling.
You sound funky.
Nah, I'm cool.
You ain't had your shot today?
Nah, I'm finishing up my beverage as we speak. So give me about around 9:15, 9:20.
A couple hours.
A couple minutes. Give me about 9:15, 9:20. That'd be nice and loose.
Okay.
Bet that.
Feel you on that, bro.
Like father, like son. He'll be nice and loose. How will your legacy look on? Hey, you're inside the social lab. This should be an interesting one tonight. I mean, I think a lot of times when you think of the idea like father, like son, it's typically a very negative connotation, typically a term that's not being used in a very endearing way. I think, when the Son is being referred to the Father. But does it always have to be that way? I think a lot of times we feed into negative images, but do we have to? There's a lot of positive instances where the Father's like the Son. You know, there's some very strong characteristics that makes it work. Not always negative. We're going to talk about it tonight. Relationship Wednesday. We don't often focus on relationships outside of, I think, you know, couples typically. Mm-hmm. But we're going to put a spin on it as we really slide into the end of Black History Month. Interesting.
This soon. Man, we got an extra day.
Hey, and I want to talk about just this month and what comes with this extra day. It's been a lot of interesting stuff in this month of February. We will talk about that and more as we return inside the Social Lab. T.M. Hyman Radio, St. James Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow.
You love me, it doesn't matter, it goes into my head as just chit chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just worry free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you so. I'd let you pretend to read me, and then you'd know. Cause I hate when one attempts to analyze. In fact, I despise those who even try to look into my eyes to see what I am thinking. That dream is over, your yacht is sinking. I tell all of you, like I told all of them, what you say to me is just paper thin.
Let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a friend of me. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope, you should have broke. Cause I ain't no joke.
I was chilling downtown
with my old school crew.
I went into a store
to buy a slice of pizza.
I bumped into a girl.
Her name was Mona. What?
Mona Lisa.
What?
Mona Lisa. So many names. You know what I'm saying? So I said,
excuse me, dear.
My gosh, you look nice.
Put away your money.
I'll buy that slice.
She said, thanks. I'd rather a slice of you. I'm just kidding, but that's awfully nice of you.
The compliment showed she had a mind in her. And when I smiled, I almost blinded her.
She said, great shot. Are you a thief? Seems like you have a mouthful of gold teeth.
Ha ha ha, I had to find that funny, so I said, no child, I work hard for them. And calling me a they please, don't even try
right?
It. Said I need to slice a pizza and be
good.
She almost got cut short.
She knows scissors.
She tried to disrespect who?
The Grand Wizard.
Me?
What's your name, sir?
MC Ricky D, but not to be so harsh, I said, come on.
Good.
I wanna the media, yes, says what? Kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack for the whack, for the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation set by the nation. Racial game causes pain, needs a new rep. In your heart and mind, never forget you set. Hawkins, and when you're walking, you know just one. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one, bring forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat. A holy beeper goes off, yo, smash it, then trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. And party people, sing it.
Go, 9:16 p.m. here in the Social Lab, 6:16 a.m. over there in Dubai. Of course, you know that is my favorite bucket list international place. Well, we got listeners over there too. TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General. It is Hump Day Wednesday here, and our topic tonight on Relationship Wednesday as well, like father, like son. Where is your legacy going to say about you, you know, when you're no longer around? You want to weigh in, 917-889-3926. Make sure you press 1. That is also the number for our contest tonight because it is contest day. So when we ask you to, not right now, but when we ask you to, you're going to be the 13th caller. If you follow the instructions and you can answer the trivia question, you will win what this week's prize is, some delectable yummy sweets from Sweet Tooth LLC, and I'll also qualify you for those tickets to No Sleep South Beach in July and them specs by SaveJames.com, them Cazelle yep. joints that he got ready for you.
Yep.
Yep. Come hang out with the crew.
And you go.
Are y'all ready?
That's right.
Are y'all ready for No Sleep South Beach?
I'm ready. Are y'all ready is the question.
Not
y'all know I'm
ready.
Always ready.
I'm going to be ready.
If you're not ready, you better get ready. And if you're not ready,
ready
to get there,
like
all
that.
I can say is hang on tight because it's going to be a bumpy
ride. Send me
ride.
Postcards. That's all I ask. Or pick
hang
me
on
up
tight.
Some or leave.
Hang on tight.
Slide some postcards in your pocket. Pay for them first, though, okay?
You please do. Please do.
You know how you could do it though. Just put the addresses in the wrong place.
Stop
boom.
It.
Yo. Hey.
Really?
You know what?
You
yeah. See how educational this show is.
Hey, I'm saying
at all times.
I will not condone that.
Good,
hey,
bad, or indifferent.
See if it works. See if it works.
Hey.
I
will not condone that. Mm-mm. Sure won't.
What would you do? Hey, could the question be, or like a dating mate, right? You ask them, what would they do? What would they react to do if the children needed a bath but there was no hot water?
Boiling.
See if
what?
They know what to do, and then they win the prize. Can we do that?
Like father,
I'm not
like
sure
son, how will your legacy live on? Is our topic.
Well, that was
tonight.
Just a practice question. I'll go ahead and give y'all the answer. The answer is to boil water.
That's what I just
to
said.
To make the hot bath.
You know what? I'm going to step aside on that one.
That's how you know if he's a ride or die.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he's worthy of going south.
That's why you're not going to ask the question. That's why.
Hey. I try. I put it in there where I can. I get
that's
it
that's why it's an unwritten rule.
We don't have anything. Yeah, right.
I'm done. For the whole night, I'm
that's
done.
That's why.
Stick a fork in me.
Hey,
okay.
Tuesday, Wednesday, we call it relationship.
Yeah. I'm excited for you guys, though, for this whole South Beach deal. But you know what's awesome? It's, this
wow.
kind of goes along with
what
we're talking about,
what?
Though, because, I mean, I know Sleepy isn't, maybe not be creating a legacy for a son, but he's definitely creating one for a daughter.
For his daughter, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. The No Sleep brand is in full effect. She's all over that as a partial owner, as a model. So
poster child.
Yeah. So the the like father, like daughter moniker is alive and well there.
But I think it goes just as right. well, right? I mean, and I think that's a great segue really into the topic because it can go either way. I mean, the whole concept, like father, like son, I think is just as, you know, it goes in the same direction as, you know, like mother, like daughter, you know.
Yeah.
The concept that mothers often, you know, tell their daughters, I'm not going to say this is what all mothers say, but I think it's along the same lines, you know, use what you got to get what you want. You know,
oh, boy.
You know, concept that I think fathers tell their sons, you know, go out there and make it happen. Or
right.
at least that's the notion, right? You know,
right.
this topic kind of spun off of something recently I came across that really referenced the legacy of prison. And the cycle and the idea that if a parent goes to prison, 9 times out of 10, their child has a high probability that they're going to go to prison. But in America, it's happening at a disproportionate rate to African-American
yeah.
males.
Right.
And so
the
concept of like father, like son tonight is a spinoff of that notion that at a disproportionate rate, African-American males are being incarcerated. And the idea is that it's a trend set forth by dad. Do we buy into that concept? We want to hear from you tonight, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. I'll speak from my perspective as it relates to my father and concepts that my father instilled. My father had this notion that I should always keep my options open. He had a notion that marriage was not, you know, the best solution. Always keep your options open. It wasn't until I actually turned, you know, really crossed over into my 30s, and I really tried to understand why I thought the way that I did. I didn't necessarily feel like it was because of my own I did think that I did what I felt I should do, but I felt like there was something that was driving my behavior outside of me. And when I tracked it back, it was really those nuggets of always options open, never really settle for marriage. And I had to kind of wing myself away from those concepts that had been embedded, because I realized I did want that. And I also realized that always having so many options made me a person that didn't have to commit.
Right.
When we talk about like father, like son tonight, I think it goes in a lot of different directions, but it's the same thing. Things that are embedded that you kind of run with until you realize, wait a minute, this is not working for me.
Right,
but
we know better, you do better.
People go too far down the path before it comes to them that this is not for me.
Yeah.
And it's not just about fathers and sons tonight. This is something that happens to all of us as it relates to authority figures and parents.
For sure.
Absolutely. And what you said, CeeLo, is very true and rings very loudly. If you knew better, then you do better. And the installation of you are going to know better from a parent who is trying to lead a child away from that same example, if you will, that a possible incarcerated father could be giving, you know, that's very important. So I'd have to go with being a part of the, we'll call it maybe 1 to 3% out of 10 that is not following in those footsteps.
I mean, but sometimes you just don't know better. I mean,
right.
I mean,
and you know what? You can honestly come from any social background and that happened. But like you said, T, you know, it does happen disproportionately to, minorities.
I had a client that has spent probably 13 plus years in prison. I was doing some counseling for a program, and, you know, it was about empowerment, helping, you know, really young guys to get back on track, you know, after some serious, serious issues. And come to find out, you know, I mean, really hearing his story, his mother, you know, would send him to the store with the list and no money. A list and no money very often, and he got into the habit of stealing, and that became a way of life at a very young age. That now, yeah, at 40 years old, he's never worked. He's a criminal. He's a career criminal.
He's a career loser.
And at the end of the day, this is something that started young, so young that you didn't. You knew it was wrong, but how can it be wrong if your mother's asking you to do it?
Well, you know, right?
Right.
If the person,
I mean, on some level,
better.
You know it's wrong, because I'm sure while she's telling you, you know, she's sending you out with a list to steal, she's also telling you don't get caught. So you have to know on one level that it's not wrong. It's just a matter of it coming from the person who is molding and shaping your life, and that, you know, you take your insight and your direction from. So,
well, you know, and or he could have just get caught and then, you know, thank her while he in there for sending him there. And, you know, and it's like she couldn't have been thinking clearly. You know
but
what I mean?
Think,
then it makes
I
you question
happen
what happened to her
older.
To make her think that that was okay.
Well,
was
I
she
mean,
taught
clearly,
the same
drug,
thing?
Drug abuse, alcohol abuse, mm-hmm. mental instability. I mean, instability.
Yeah.
It could be anything, right? I mean, ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, we're talking about like father, like son tonight. How will your legacy live on? But you know, this applies not just to men. It applies to women. You know, just the same. It's 9:27. Hey, coming up, we got our sports report from St. James. We'll be right back. Keep this conversation going. Hump Day Wednesday. Back in a moment. Hyman Radio Live here inside the Social Lab. What's going on, everybody, and thanks for rocking with us. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926, like father, like son, is our topic tonight. Hey, Sabe, who was that?
I'm Seth Greenberg.
That was the knife. Called a song called Heartbeats.
That's dope.
Yeah,
I like that
music.
That's kind of it's not new. It's not really new. It's kind of retro. I would say it's like late 90s.
Wow.
Yeah, like Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, and it had that kind of feel, but it sounded relevant though.
It's like it's a Euro group. It's a Euro group. It's a Euro group, and
yeah, pretty dope.
That joint rocks. You know, that joint is like, it's low key dope. You know what I mean? That joint rocks.
Definitely.
It's dopey dope.
Hey, for the break, we were talking about how, you know, the concept of like father, like son, this does not apply, to men, but also to females. I want to ask the females on the panel. I mean, do you all have traits or ways that are absolutely a reflection of what your mom told you?
Yes.
No.
Sometimes I hate to admit it, but yes.
Yeah, and interesting. So one says yes, one says no. So Hachaki, can you speak to the yes, and then we'll swing over to the no?
Both good and bad, I would say, but mine is the classic, once you have kids, you know, your kids are going to act in a way that is going to drive you crazy the same way that you're driving me crazy right now.
And that's absolutely true. Your kids drive you crazy.
Yes, they do.
At times. At times, yes.
So do you feel like you're getting it back? She told you you're going to get it back.
I think I'm getting it back maybe 100-fold. Where my son is going to get it back 1,000-fold with my granddaughter.
It comes back on you, definitely. Interesting. So, CeeLo, you emphatically said no. Is that because you don't listen to your mama? Because I don't think you listen to anybody. But why no?
Okay. So let's start off with, yes, you're right. I don't listen to anyone. But if anyone, probably my dad or my mom, because we communicated better, he and I.
So like father,
he was
like
the talker. My influence is mostly based off him, and we never talked about children. You know, so, and matter of fact, he was just saying the other night that he was a lot harder on me than he was my brother, just because that's how he was then. And so it's like the relationship we have now is like, yeah, we, you know, dad and daughter, but we grew up together in a sense, you know, because he was still a kid himself. So he taught me what he knew, but he treated me like a boy and treated the boy like a girl. I had to do everything. The boy didn't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we didn't even talk about kids. But the way of life, I follow my father, but not like my mom.
Yeah. Sabe, I know you were raised by both parents, but often during our dialogues, I think the references of Ma Dukes probably rings out stronger a lot of times. When you think of like father, like son, you know, how much of your father's rearing, your father's attributes, have fallen on you, my friend?
More than I realized. As I got older and I found myself in and out of certain situations, and, you know, I share stories and I hear stories about what my dad was like when he was running around. Because my dad was, you know, reformed street dude. You know what I mean? He was in the military. He was in the Marines for a while, but, you know, ended up getting in trouble in there for stuff I'd rather not talk about. You know, in Philly, North Philly, South Philly was his territory. You know what I'm saying? And he ran it with an iron fist. He was only one of the only people that was in with the mob in Philly and got out. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Outside of the normal way that you get out. You know what I'm saying? There's only two ways you got the mob, either death or jail. And mm-hmm. he actually got out of the mob on his own accord. So, you know what I'm saying? And I hear stories about him. He was like a fire chief, was living in the only Italian neighborhood in Philly as a pitcher. And my pops was dark black, you know what I'm saying? Chocolate, dark sienna color, you know what I mean? So, just hear certain things, you know what I'm saying, the hustle that he had and everything else like that, I find myself, not say I was on that level of hustle, but the way I maintain my life and the different ventures that I got into and the different things that I ended up, you know, the drive that I have, the hustle that I do have, I know I got it honest from him. You understand yeah. what I'm saying? And, you know, people tell me that all the time, but definitely the rearing and the value systems came from mom. You know what I'm saying? That was the more prevalent force in the household, you know, and not to him. You know what I mean? You know, truth be told, I'm a Blizzard baby. You know what I'm saying? It was a Blizzard of 78, February 78. November 78, here I come. You know what I'm saying? So,
uh-oh.
Yeah. Do your history on that. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I mean? Truth
damn.
Be told. So it's, so, you know, he stepped up to the plate. You know what I mean? So all respect and hats off to him for that. You know what I mean? So, you know, and but, you know, definitely I see the parallels because, I mean, you know, he had his run-ins with the law. He had his run-ins with, you know, having to sit down here and there. You know what I mean? Nothing crazy. Not no incarceration, prison, fed time stuff, but, you know, little skid bit here and there, whatever. And, I mean, I guess my history, the way it lies, you know, I guess the fruit don't fall far from the tree. You know what I'm saying? Because I had my certain run-ins and, you know, I had to sit down for a month here, a couple weeks there, a week there. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So stuff, you know what I mean? I guess it is a cycle, to say the least, that if we're not careful of, it's easy to repeat. Very
yeah.
easy to repeat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think what you said in reference to just, you know, the ability to stay focused, the ability to stay on track. I mean, you know, I think my leadership, my entrepreneurial skills, the things that I do in business, all of that comes from the fact that my dad's an entrepreneur, my mom's an entrepreneur, I got it honest. Mm-hmm. You know, again, you said it, the apple don't fall far from the tree. You know, but let's say you said the hustle side. Most of us come from some form of hustle. And unfortunately, a lot of times, you know, there's
sure.
a little bit of crime. There's a little bit of crime in that hustle. At what point do you become accountable, regardless of how you were reared? At what point can you not blame your mama, blame your daddy, and assume
mm-hmm.
responsibility for your actions? We'll talk about that on the other side, along with the sports report coming live out of the DMV with Save James. You're inside the Social Lab. Like father, like son. We'll be back.
Now that's crazy. Now that's hard, Mike. That's hard. So I ain't see it like that. That hard. You hard, bro. That's why we've been friends for so long, bro. That's why I used to sneak you in the club, bro. That for that reason right there, bro. Alright, bro, let me just freestyle smoke this. I'm smoking the LED. And god dang, I got a little drink downstairs. I don't need it though. Let's go. Let me just put this shit.
Mike Wilson.
Told her to motherfucking right. 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 Mike told me this gonna be your favorite song. Ooh, where that red one? That my favorite thong. Put 'em on. I said, baby, put 'em on. I said, what you gonna do when you go home? Kiss your man after you sucked on my woo. She called my phone, I told her I was at the stoop. Last name changed, first name too. Pull up on me, shawty, you know what to do. Told her to motherfucking
AK using all fives. Pittsburgh zone 6 zone track. Zone 1 do this shit like air day. Old neck, got me roll, calorol. 24s got the rape pigeon toe.
Tell the motherfucking right. Tell the motherfucking right. Tell the motherfucking right. Tell the motherfucking right.
Gas station, re up on the petrol. Hit the trap and re up on the petrol. Shit, by the time you get it, this a retro. Shit, used to have a job outside of Citgo. Shit, by the time you get it, I'll be pune, nigga. Yeah, I've been a player since the womb, nigga. OG Kush is my perfume, nigga. Ice on my wrist, I got my mind right. Riding down the street with the Klondikes. Two black holes, white one in the middle. I'm getting to the S with two lines in the middle. Got a bank roll that'll make a whip.
Tell the motherfucking right. Tell the motherfucking right. Tell the motherfucking right. Tell the motherfucking right.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. Yo, welcome back. Welcome back. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Tonight we're talking about like father, like son, and how our legacy will live on. It's 9:44 p.m. here on the East Coast. It's 6:44 p.m. on the West Coast. And everybody in the middle, figure it out. And we are looking, people, for the 13th caller coming up here. So I want to know, I have a question for you, Sade. Like, when you found out you were having a son, well, let me ask you this. Which one is older, your daughter or your son?
My son.
Okay. So when you found out you were having a son, did you, like, have a plan in your mind, like, that just kind of formulated of how you were going to create a legacy for him? Or?
Not exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or is it like a play-by-ear?
I'll address that as soon as we do the sports report. Gene,
okay.
Let me get some music.
I was just about to say that.
All right. You're going to learn today.
Man.
PM right now. It's the sports report for February 24th, and the NBA will make this quick. The chase of 73 wins, the Golden State Warriors are after, is heating up. Steph Curry has currently ties the record with 127 games straight with a three-point shot made. The boy is bad. He can shoot from anywhere. Y'all better put a hand
anywhere.
In something. Anywhere, anytime, don't matter. Derrick Rose is out again with a sore hamstring versus the Wizards. The injury bug has hit Chicago pretty hard. They're currently holding on to the 8th spot in the East. That is not a good look for a former powerhouse of the Eastern Conference over the past couple years. The Hilton chain of hotels apologizes to Kyrie Irving after he gets bitten by bed bugs. Ew. You would think that top flight kind of hotel that you have the NBA players at wouldn't have bed bugs, but hey, just when you thought it was safe. Moving on to the NFL, RG3 is reportedly going to be released prior to the March 9th deadline from the Redskins. And there are potential landing spots that are being rumored that he may end up at. Some say L.A., the new stadium and the new team in L.A. where the Rams are going to be. Some say Houston's the best fit. Some say he may end up a backup in Dallas. Who knows? But we know one thing's for sure. He ain't going to be a Redskin come 2016 season start. Former running back from the Tennessee Titans, Eddie George, is starting a wealth management company, which I think is a good thing for these
athletes, these young athletes that don't know how to manage their money properly when they sign these major multimillion-dollar contracts. A lot of them end up going broke within the first couple of years after they sign on the dotted line and don't know how to manage finances properly. In the NCAA, March Madness is on the verge. The selection of teams has expanded to 68 teams instead of your traditional 64. On March 13th, the timeline is of Selection Sunday, where all 68 teams will be announced who is going to make the tournament. On March 15th and 16th, the first four will be in or out of the tournament, which means the four that make it after the first 64 go in have to play each other for a spot to get into the actual tournament. And on the 17th, the whole tournament begins. So if you guys are really into the brackets and filling out brackets, which nobody ever wins or comes remotely close to winning, feel free to indulge in ESPN in the bracketology segments and Jay Billis giving his insight on different teams and the Dick Vitale and the Bubble Watch and all this good stuff like that, just to get your bracket wrong. There's going to be a 16-seed team that's going to beat a number one seed in the beginning, and they're going to bust everybody's bracket who was thought to be the prohibitive favorite. Get ready to lose your money when you decide to bet on that. I'm just letting you know. It's a fact. It's a fact. You have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than getting it all right on the NCAA bracket.
that nobody ever wins.
And that's
right.
Okay.
Twice
and
either.
This is your report.
Never.
For February 24th. It is 9:48 p.m. Now, just to kind of double back onto your question, Boston, I didn't know I was having a son until he hit the birthing water. We didn't find out what we had. Yeah, we waited. We waited for both kids. We decided not to find out. But the people that were close to us kind of projected it kind of accurately because of the shape of my wife's stomach. They said if it was a football shape, that's normally a boy. If it sits up high, it's normally a boy. The girls are more round and they sit lower. And they were pretty right. They were pretty dead on. Because the way the stomach was shaped differently on both ends, they pretty much were accurate. But long story short, I did not have a plan at first. I just knew that I had to do something, start doing something to kind of leave something behind for him and whoever else that we decide to procreate and bring into this world. The only thing that I knew I was going to do proactively was get in the gym. I told myself that my kids got to look up to me on every aspect of the physical plane of knowledge, as far as mentally, physically, and emotionally. So they're gonna use me as a standard on what, you know, people should look like. And I stood true to my word with that, and I'm very proud of the accomplishments that I've made over the past couple of years. But outside of that, I just know that I'm preparing his mind to be sharp and to fill him with knowledge that can help him excel in the world as it's changing. Because what you prepare them for now may not be the same task or the same feat they may have to conquer 10, 15 years from now when they're adults. All I can do is prepare them to make the proper decisions when faced with certain challenges in life. They have to make the ultimate decision and ultimate, you know, choice when it boils down to it. But my job and my wife's job is to prepare them to be making the best decisions on how on their value system and how to keep God first and how to sometimes not rely on your own understanding, but rely on the power that's around you to guide you. You know what I mean? So if you give me that foundation, then we know the world is theirs. The sky's the limit.
Yeah.
So
no,
outside
that,
of the,
that's so
you know
serious.
What I mean?
I mean, the spiritual gift, bro, I have to say hands down, and I think I recognized it in my mid-20s, was the best gift that I think my mother could possibly give me. You know, the concept of, you know, leaning on God for all, you know, often it's not going to make sense. Everything doesn't have to make sense, but definitely keep God first. I think being intentional about instilling that value system is extremely important, because we're living in a time where you could clearly tell the value system doesn't exist, amongst a lot of young people. You know, there was nothing intentional about setting the stage for really how to present yourself. And so that's cool that you recognize that sooner than later.
Yep.
Absolutely. Push. It's paramount. Yeah. It's paramount right now. But yo, I know time's running out. We gotta turn the sword in another angle right now. We are looking for our what number caller?
13.
13.
It's a good number, y'all. I don't think it's bad luck. 13 is a very powerful
good
number.
Thing.
It's a powerful number.
All right.
I mean, so looking for
South Beach, what they got to do? I mean, what did they have to do? Remind them, because they should have did it.
They had to follow us on our Twitter account, Mr. T.M. Hyman, Very Hot Talk, Babe James, and Madam Boston.
Too late. Go.
It's not
now.
Too
Go.
Late, and we can see who follows us. You know you can. So then you have to be the 13th caller, 917-889-3926. Make sure you press 1. And we have a trivia question for you to answer. And when you answer that, you'll be the winner of the treat from Sweet Tooth LLC. And that will qualify you for the 2 passes to No Sleep South Beach, July 22nd through the 24th, and the 2 pairs of Cazal sunglasses, courtesy of SaveJames.com. So get on it. Call us.
Y'all
waiting
y'all
on
tripping.
You.
Y'all tripping.
Waiting on you.
Trying to get with this. Yeah, tripping.
Hey, it's the Social Lab. We'll be right back. T.M. Hyman Radio. Go right now.
Miami.
Go.
Rough Riders, we back. You know the streets don't know how to act.
Let's go.
To a funeral, the body look beautiful. What? Now you can let them know it's real wherever kiss at. Your face get broke though, I don't know who can fix that. Might have to ask Ye that, I don't play that. What? I was moving that Vanna White before Stage Act. 500 stacks in the condo, pronto, handshake, eye contact when I combo. Fake and the phony don't mix, real homies roll thick, real rollies don't tick. You're lying, and your stupid head chain tied up. But you expect people to believe them is real diamonds.
Now.
Built like dogs.
CFW.
Built for
war.
you get for running your mouth, nigga.
2 minutes left in the show. Two and a half minutes left. 9:57 p.m. Social Lab. Hashtag Social Lab. Hashtag TM Hyman Radio. Hashtag why the hell y'all ain't calling yet. Hashtag we got hot stuff here. Hashtag I'm going to keep my life to myself. Hashtag.
We one call away from number 13 and y'all playing.
Hashtag y'all you don't want to go to Miami?
Hashtag y'all
That's
friends.
That's all it is.
Hashtag y'all lost.
Into next week. We'll roll tonight to this week.
Sure will.
That's all.
I'll eat the snacks that y'all were supposed to get. How about that?
Hashtag.
No.
Okay. Those cupcakes in a jar are mighty tasty, and I could definitely use some more.
Hey, so Hot Chocolate, I don't think you ever gave us the conclusion of the mojito and the Hennessy.
Can I just say that the Hennessy were my favorite. They were all very, very tasty, but the Hennessy were by far my favorite. And yes, I was a little tipsy.
Did you touch yourself?
That was during the show.
That's none of your business.
She touched herself, y'all. She did.
I wanted to see if you were going to say anything. I just wanted to see.
On
point, Pumpkin. You are on point.
It's when Remy's in the system, okay?
Okay. Check us out on Friday, the Friday Night Cypher. Thanks for rocking with us for Hump Day Wednesday. Hope we got you over your hump. And good evening. Whatever you do, do it well.
You know how we do.
That crew, that team, that network.
And that's okay. We are going to roll contest night into Friday or maybe next week. It depends on how we feel. We do have more things coming up, including more sweets from Sweet Tooth LLC, T-shirts from No Sleep Lifestyle, photo shoots
of course.
From Legwork
Hey, and if y'all
photography.
Don't shy about being public, you can DM us, let us know, give us tap and let us know you want to become part of the team. Just let
That's
us know.
It.
TMHymanRadio.com, baby.
See you
Friday. See ya.
Good night, everyone. Some gala freak, some gala freak, I do weak, some gala.